Be with me as I read the word of the Lord. I'm reading from Matthew 5, 1 through 12. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up a mountain. He sat down, and his disciples came to him. He taught them, saying, "Happy are people who are hopeless, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Happy are people who grieve, because they will be made glad. Happy are people who are humble, because they will inherit the earth. Happy are people who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, because they will be fed until they are full. Happy are people who show mercy, because they will receive mercy. Happy are people who have pure hearts, because they will see God. Happy are people who make peace, because they will be called God's children. Happy are people whose lives are harassed, because they are righteous, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Happy are you when people insult you and harass you and speak all kinds of bad and false things about you, all because of me. Be full of joy, be glad, because you have a great reward in heaven. In the same way, people harass the prophets who came before you." Now read from Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. "He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. His purpose was to equip God's people for the work of servicing and building up the body of Christ."
They come from all places. Some from the most unlikely places. And they come from all ages and races and cultures and religions and sexual orientations and gender. A 12-year-old poor Macedonian girl becomes a beloved principal for a high school in Calcutta. Almost 30 years ago, an 11-year-old boy fled Uganda with his parents because of the mass torture and the killings by a former Uganda military, and the boy grew up in Philadelphia. They might be a cherished parent or grandparent or friend whose memories linger and whose spirit remains with us. They include a poor, common Jewish boy. And they are, as a friend reminded us a minute ago, they are not just ones who are no longer among the living. They live among us. They may indeed be us with the help and grace of God. They are saints. And today we remember and honor and celebrate their impact and their presence with us. Every year, regardless of the lectionary cycle, whether it's year A, B, or C, the gospel reading for All Saints Day is always Matthew 5, 1 through 12. Known as the Sermon on the Mount, fondly referred to as the Beatitudes, these words spoken by Jesus in true rabbi or teaching form. He was intending to explain to the ancient community how it was possible for an ordinary bunch of ragtag people to stay faithful to the non-negotiable covenant with God and how to make a difference in this world. Now, I think Jesus did us a real favor here, friends, because instead of rehashing the 613 commandments followed by the Jewish community, Jesus sums it up for us, conveying the way of one who walks in the path toward God and giving insight into a proper understanding of servanthood and the communion of saints. Jesus presents these Beatitudes as simple facts. And it's important to note that those Beatitudes are more about the character of God and only secondary about the acts of us as people of God. Once again, God reverses our condition. Did you hear? We mourn, God comforts. We're ignored, God affirms us. We get weary from our efforts to advocate for the least among us, and God claims us as a proud parent and meets our needs. Jesus says, when we work for justice and show mercy and call for peace, we are blessed. Blessed are those, Jesus says. Our translation read happy. Blessed, the translation in English, comes from the Hebrew word ashar, which means in its literal sense to find the right road. So Jesus is calling the disciples and us to walk on this right road. There's a quote from Don Juan that I really like, which seeks to help us determine how and if we are paving the right road. When faced with a tough decision, Don Juan says, "Always ask before you make a choice, does this path have heart?" Here in Matthew, Jesus is defining discipleship by reminding us how to travel life's journey. And he's saying, here's the trail map. And then as he leads us down that path, he assures us that it is indeed possible for us to choose the right way with heart, because others before us have chosen that. Blessed, or you are on the right road when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. See, friends, here we're reminded that the prophets who came before us, those saints, people choosing the right road, the path of the heart, as we travel this path, doing our best to follow God's call for our life, we have been preceded. So we have communion not only with one another as we struggle together in the midst of brokenness in our world. We have communion with those saints that have gone before us and have received their eternal rest. That's this beautiful picture of this unbroken journey as we now have an opportunity to become saints in our own right. People choosing intentionally to follow the right road in the face of adversity and challenge. Not to be missed in this passage is how Jesus once again turns the tables on the cultural understanding of his day relative to the question of who is in and who is out, who will be first and who will be last. I'm always amused when I hear folks invoke God in situations. Have you noticed how the winner always thanks God, as if God influenced the outcome and is on the side of the dominant or powerful in the world? You know, from Super Bowls to World Series to music award events to wars to political rhetoric, God is claimed as the source of conquest. Folks making the assumption that God's acts in the world are always in cohorts with the powerful or those above others. And Jesus says, oh no, not so. The mark of the holy is seen in everyday common folks, frequently marginalized, who simply choose the right road and then stay the course, especially when things get tough. As we turn briefly to the Ephesians passage this All Saints Sunday, we see how not only does God work through ordinary people just like you and me. Oh, that's tough to hear. But it's God's design that we are each created with different talents and gifts. It sounds cliche, perhaps, but it's true. No two of us are exactly alike. And in many cases, thanks be to God for that. In the Ephesians passage that Stanley read, we're reminded that not only are we given different ways to live and witness, but brothers and sisters, it takes all of us working together. Not in competition or judgment or one up in the other. Not where any one position or responsibility is more important. But rather our gifts are to be used for the work of ministry to build up the body of Christ. And in Ephesians, that means the church. But it's important. It's important that we hear this, not so that churches can be dominant or remain focused on what's just happening inside the walls. Building up the body of Christ means to be Christ-like, blessed. Not as we define it or the world defines it, but how God defines blessing. When I think of saints in our world now or long gone, when I think of saints in my own life, Or the saints who are here with me in physical presence or in the winds of the Spirit, here are some things that come to my mind. Giving of self. Commitment to humanity. Understanding and compassion towards others. Fighting the systems which are stacked against the disenfranchised. I think of people who make sacrifices for others regularly. They sacrifice their time, including their free time. They sacrifice their energy. And instead of saving it for selfish reasons, they sacrifice all of that for things that are really no benefit to them. Simply because it's the right road to take on behalf of others. They feed hungry middle schoolers. They tutor at-risk elementary folks. They spend time in nursing homes and at AA meetings. They reach out to lonely folks. My friends, there are saints among us and within us. 31 years after becoming principal at Calcutta High School, Mother Teresa received the Nobel Peace Prize. Just a common woman. Derek Carango, now 45, and his Atlanta-based global soap project collect used hotel soap from across the United States. And instead of landing in landfills, the soaps are cleaned and reprocessed for shipment to impoverished nations such as Haiti and Uganda, Kenya. We know and identify so many saints in our lives, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, Desmond Tutu, Nelson Mandela, just to name a few of the ones we recognize. But this morning, as we reflect on where we are in our journeys to the right road, I wonder again who you might recall in your life, in your eyes, who is a saint that you feel connected with. Maybe it's someone you don't know personally, but you see their life and it inspires you because they're taking the right road. They're in some way meaningful to you. Maybe their name was on our insert this morning. And you're still trying to find your next steps because their physical loss was so recent. Maybe like me, it's a friend or family member long since gone, but hardly forgotten as we rely on their vision and guidance and wisdom, maybe more than we did when they were here. Here's a reality for us, friends. Someday, we will be gone. Maybe someone will list our name on a bulletin. And Scott, maybe the pastor won't forget it, as I did Scott's mom. But someday, friends, people will recall our time with them, our time in the world. And maybe they'll even model their life after ours. Not because it was easy, but because it seemed like we tried to take the right way. The saints before us and among us walk with us, and God, our Creator and Sustainer, stands ready to welcome us too. Someday, into an eternal presence of joy and peace. I love what the Native Americans say. They say, they remind us that we join others in paving the road as we journey to a place that's quiet on the other side. On this side or that, we're invited to join the sainthood of believers, which doesn't mean we're better than anyone else. We're not. That's not what makes a saint. It certainly doesn't mean we don't mess up. We do. We are far from perfect. But joining sainthood, my friends, means we get up every day and we give our very best. Our very best begins when we seek to know God's purpose for our life. And that doesn't just happen by poof. We have to spend time asking God to show us what our purposes are. And then we follow that call with all we are and all we have. Just this week, someone that I consider a saint in my life shared a song with me that I'd never heard. I asked him to share it with me because I was interested to hear the lyrics. As it turns out, Pastor Kenny and his son Christian are going to share a song with us written by Kenny's brother, who is a gifted composer and singer in his own right, Mark Bishop. I tell you, I think all those bishops can write songs and sing. Timing is really something. For it was weeks ago when Kenny knew that Christian would be departing on Tuesday for basic training in the Army. And so Kenny said, I want to sing with my boy before he leaves town. I invited him to sing every week before he leaves town. But Kenny didn't know that today would be the day we would recognize all saints. He just knew he wanted to sing this song on the Sunday before his boy left town. Kenny and Christian are going to share this special song that speaks to a journey. And I know that for Kenny, it speaks to where he will be spending a little more time in the weeks and months ahead as his concern for his son is heightened. And I've met and talked with Christian a few times, and I'm pretty sure he too will be spending some time in the same place as Kenny. As Kenny played it for me this week, I said, Kenny, that's a great song, and talk about fitting in with All Saints. I said, it reminds us all to take to the sky to discern God's purpose for us. And I continued, you know, Kenny, we will have folks here on Sunday who have just in recent months or weeks lost their wife, their husband, parents, best friends, and I hope they will hear these lines. Just fall to your knees and learn how to take to the sky. Look past the clouds, somewhere behind is the sun. After the storm, that's when the growing is done. Somewhere I know God has a blueprint for me. I don't know what it is, but that's where I want to be. Take to the sky. Oh, it's time to take to the sky. Funny how things seem to change with a new point of view. Funny how life can be sweet when you find something true. Just when it looks like the end of the road, just when you feel you can't carry the load, God's calling you and telling you, take to the sky. Blessed are those. Blessed are you. Blessed are we as we actively and intentionally commit our lives, our time, our energy, our talents, our resources to pave the roads with a heart. Blessed are we, all of us, as we remember the saints in our lives and as we take our number in that line. Blessed, we are on the right road when we seek God's will for our life. And then we have the courage and the guts and the commitment to follow. Saints, some are here, some are gone, but all in one way or another are called to find the right road by way of the skyline.
Pull up your boots, looks like there could be some rain. Yeah, button your coat and try to unravel your brain. Figure it out, it's easier if you don't try. Just fall to your knees and learn how to take to the sky. I wanna take to the sky, time to take to the sky. Take to the sky, time to take to the sky. Take to the sky, time. to the sky. Take to the sky. Time to take to the sky. Look past the clouds. Somewhere behind is the sun. After the storm, that's when the crowing is done. Somewhere I know God has a blueprint for me. I don't know what it is, but that's where I wanna be. I wanna take to the sky. Time to take to the sky. Take to the sky. Time to take to the sky. Take to the sky. Time to take to the sky. Take to the sky. Time to take to the sky. Funny how things seem to change with a new point of view. Funny how life can be sweet when you find something true. Just when it looks like the end of the road, just when you feel you can carry the load, God's calling you, yeah, He's calling you. He's telling you to take to the sky. Time to take to the sky. Take to the sky. Time to take to the sky. Take to the sky. Time to take to the sky. Take to the sky. Time to take to the sky. Take to the sky. Time to take to the sky. Take to the sky. Time to take to the sky.